Welcome to Module 9.3, Altruism, Contribution, and Calling. Purpose grows beyond the self. In this module, we're going to keep things short, sweet, and powerful. The themes here are all centered around the importance of living in service to something greater than ourselves and being part of a cause or causes that call us forth, aka our callings. This is where we get to dive a little deeper into the what does the world need category of our ikigai or purpose diagram. In the research about happiness, well-being, meaning, and purpose, it has been unanimously shown that engaging in positive community with others and investing our time and energy in making a positive difference is hugely important and impactful. Simply stated, we are wired for joy through contribution. We are here to thrive so that the rest of this planet may thrive for generations to come. It is our responsibility, our blessing, and our calling to be a positive part of the ecosystem. It's time to step up and tune into your unique abilities, passions, genius, and purposes so that you can share them with the world for the highest good of all concerned. We are all in this together. In fact, according to the PERMA model of authentic happiness and well-being, which is a cornerstone of positive psychology, which you'll be learning about in 9.5, there are five elements that we need to nurture in our lives in order to be authentically happy and have well-being. The five elements are positive emotions, engagement, relationships, meaning, and achievement. So M is for meaning in the PERMA acronym. And meaning is partially created through our impact in the world and contributing to something greater than ourselves. When we move out of our own self-centered awareness and engage in the world around us in ways that are helpful, our consciousness expands and we experience the primal fulfillment of serving this miraculous Mother Earth that we are born into. I want to reiterate that altruism, service, and contribution to the greater good are essential elements to authentic happiness, well-being, meaning, and purpose. This is an essential part of you developing your purpose. In Chapter 10 of The Code of the Extraordinary Mind, Vishen Lakhiani defines a calling as your contribution to the human race. It's something that helps us leave the planet better for our children. It doesn't have to be a massive new business or a game-changing piece of technology. It can be a book you're working on. It could be dedicating your life to raising remarkable children. It could be working for a company with a mission to change the world in a way that resonates with you. The key is that when you have this calling, work dissolves. What you're doing excites you. It's a passion. It's meaningful. Vishen goes on to say that finding your calling starts with identifying your end goals. As you do the three most important questions exercise, which was in Module 7, and create your list of experiences, growth opportunities, and contributions, you're setting the stage for something magical to happen. I highly recommend reading chapters 8 and 10 in The Code of the Extraordinary Mind again as a refresher about finding your calling. Amy Wierzchnowski, Associate Professor of Organizational Behavior at Yale University, defines work in three ways. 1. A job. A job is a way to pay the bills. It's a means to an end, and you have little attachment to it. 2. A career, which is a path toward growth and achievement. Careers have clear ladders for upward mobility. 3. A calling. A calling is work that is an important part of your life and provides meaning. People with a calling are generally more satisfied with the work that they do. As Gay Hendricks so articulately states in the Ultimate Success Mantra from his book, The Big Leap, I expand in abundance, success, and love every day as I inspire those around me to do the same. So I'm beckoning you forth to explore and identify how you can increase your positive impact on a micro scale as well as a macro scale, short and long term. In the minute-by-minute fabric of your daily life, as well as in the bigger picture of your life's unfolding, so that by the time it's your time to transition from this realm, you will have lived and left a legacy. Pro tip: altruism and contribution are also effective antidepressants, mood lifters, and meaning makers. So if you're ever feeling stressed, anxious, down about yourself, stuck, or lost, get out and be of service to something, to someone, somewhere. Smile at 10 people in a row. Tell your kids or parents or friends or lover that you love them and why. Give out 5 compliments. Drop some money in the homeless person's cup. Sign up to volunteer doing something that matters to you. Go pop into any soup kitchen or food bank or homeless shelter or animal sanctuary as soon as possible and lend a hand. Teach somebody something. Call a friend who is going through a hard time. By the end of your day, you'll notice a vast difference between your before service egoic self and your I just helped a world in need self. The more you serve, the brighter the light you will feel inside of you. I promise. But don't wait until you're feeling down to do this. Begin exploring your unique abilities and zone of genius through acts of service and tune into what feels really energizing and fulfilling for you. Then, create a lifelong journey doing what you love and making the world a better place. Not to oversimplify, but that's the goal here. Does art qualify as altruism and contribution? Yes! I have had a lot of my artistic clients freeze up a bit when it comes to this topic because they have a story that art isn't actually helping the world. Well, that is a gremlin worth slaying. Art is one of the most valuable aspects of our culture. It connects us to ourselves and one another in immensely powerful and important ways. If you're an artist, it is your duty to share your art with the world, to let your soul sing, to unleash your inspiration upon all of us. Linked here is some strong evidence as to why art is a part of positive impact, and I invite you to research this until it finally lands inside of you that your gifts, your art, is an altruistic contribution to us all. Oh, and read Big Magic by Elizabeth Gilbert and subscribe to her podcast, especially episodes 208 and 209. Talk about inspiring. Here are some ways that you can create a life of altruism, contribution, and find your calling. Here are some ideas from Project Heaven on Earth. Ask yourself 3 questions. 1. Recall a time when you experienced heaven on earth. What was happening? Number 2. Imagine you have a magic wand, and with it, you can create heaven on earth. What is heaven on earth for you? Number 3. What simple, easy, concrete steps will you take in the next 24 hours to make heaven on earth real? While asking yourself these questions, what words and phrases come to mind? What images do you see? Write them all down. Draw pictures. Record yourself speaking your thoughts if that helps the ideas flow. As you do this, pay attention to your emotional reactions. Do you feel your heart open or beat faster? Does your gut literally respond? Does your breath catch or deepen? Do you gasp with excitement? These are your first big clues to your mission. Another way to explore altruism, contribution, and your calling is to really deeply reflect on the question from the Ikigai diagram, what does the world need? Please refer to that section and spend some time with it. Go through those questions and see what comes up for you. The real answer is that the world needs you, your unique gifts, personality, passions, creativity, love, caring, innovation, and contribution. For more inspiring and idea-sparking information about how you can make a positive difference in the world, I recommend the following. Volunteermatch.org, which is a website that extensively lists the ways in which you can volunteer your time and energy to make a positive difference in your local area. Read the free and consistently updated website Greater Good Magazine, especially the section about altruism. Read Born to be Good, The Science of a Meaningful Life by Dacher Keltner, who was actually my thesis professor at UC Berkeley. And he's considered the leading social science expert in the realms of meaning, happiness, joy, and human connection. Visit ashoka.org. Ashoka builds and cultivates a community of change leaders who see that the world now requires everyone to be a change maker. Ashoka envisions a world in which everyone is a changemaker, a world in which all citizens are powerful and contribute to change in positive ways. Read The Millionaire Messenger, How to Make a Difference and a Fortune, Sharing Your Advice by Brennan Bouchard. Listen to Elizabeth Gilbert's podcast, Magic Lessons, especially episodes 208 and 209. Please take plenty of time to reflect on this module. Meditate, explore, reflect, get out into the world and serve. Your gifts and contributions are not only needed in the world, but needed for your spirit to thrive and live its purpose. Please continue on to Legacy and the Big Why in Module 9.4 to keep exploring these themes.